this team getting closer and more bonded this year?
It's definitely better than last year. You know, the good thing, speaking defensively, is we got the same guy from the year before, and that hasn't happened here very often, so that's definitely a plus for us.
When's the last time you had the same guy as a coordinator come back the following year, personally?
Larry Coria. That was my first 2 years here.
In what ways does that make a huge difference, having that continuity?
Well, you don't change a whole lot. You know, you keep pretty much the same concepts, terminology, because you go to another team, it's a different language, and you change coordinators if it's a different language. So it's good to have the same language, you know, 2 years in a row.
How about with the secondary, first practice with Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, mm-hmm. getting you guys back together, what did you see out of him? What did you see out of Chris Harris, too?
Well, oh, yes. You know, we're so stacked at corner. I mean, we got so many guys that can play. And, you know, I'm anxious to really see what our draft picks do. You know, even Omar, you know, from last year. Just because these guys are going to be what really keep us together. I know what Chris could do. I know what Dominique can do and Tony Carter. So it's really the younger guys I'm really watching.
What are your thoughts on the organization pursuing Woodson?
You know, I'm all for it, you know. Who wouldn't want to have a guy like that on their team? So I'm all for it.
Have you reached out to him?
I talked to him briefly, but, you know, it's really up to him and, you know, what they could do for him, and we'll see what happens.
Would that be an indictment on the guys that you have there?
Absolutely not. I think any team in this league would love to have him. You know, it's just, you know, some people just don't, you know, take chances like that. And, you know, man, why wouldn't you take a chance on a guy who's done what he's done in his career?
What can you tell us about what you've seen with the Welker-Harris matchup so far?
Well, we haven't seen it yet, you know, honestly. But it's to be seen, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
I know a couple weeks ago you told us that you had no concerns about Raheem Moore. Now that you've been kind of a couple more weeks of practice, been on the field with him, how has he reacted? Where's his confidence at on the field?
He's good. You know, the only people talk about is you guys. So nobody really pays attention to that. It's in the past. It's nothing you can really do about that. I mean, just move on. I mean, that really shows what type of character you have.
Can you talk about the receiving core on this team and your perspective of what it'd be like to go up against those guys?
Just day one. You know, I've seen Welker so much throughout his career, but, you know, just the improvement of Decker and Thomas. I mean, these two guys, I mean, I've seen them grow so much in this game. And then you think they can't get better. They've even gotten better this year. And it just seems like the chemistry with Peyton is a lot better as well. So that being said, I mean, they're going to be – the sky's the limit for them.
Is practicing against a guy like Demaryius or Eric or whoever it might be every day, what does that do for you? Is that keeping you young, fresh, on your
game? Keep me young.
making you feel old.
Let me know what keeps me young because I haven't figured that out yet. You know, they keep me on my toes, definitely, because they're two of the best in the game. I mean, people think it's all because of Peyton. These guys work hard. I mean, they play hard, and they're very skilled. So, I mean, they're definitely two of the best.
As you know, Peyton likes to play a lot of pranks, did one in the Rockies game. Why are guys in the locker room so apprehensive to get him back?
Well, because he's so good at getting you, so somebody's got to get him at some point.
What about you?
He hadn't gotten me, so I don't really have any payback for him.
Seems like the linebacker group they're big pranksters, really, you know, Woodyard and Bond going at it. Seems like it's been a while since you've been involved. People just leave you alone because they don't want to prank you. They don't want to get pranked back, or they just don't even want to mess with you.
I don't know. You have to ask them that.
Many changes in the division champ. One of those is Kansas City with Andy Reid, Alex Smith. They're also working on the pistol offense. What's that like? What problems in the defense arise when you have to face an offense like that?
I haven't seen a lot of the pistol offense, but, you know, it's funny to see people do it in the league now, but, you know, I guess it gives you, you know, more options as far as, you know, the quarterback can see better, and, you know, you can run the ball still, and obviously it's better in the shotgun when you want to pass the ball, so probably gives them a little more advantage to the offense, but, you know, I haven't seen enough of it to really know.
Jim, can you talk a little bit about Wesley Woodger, his first camp, you know, this year as a starter? What do you expect to see out of him?
Just get better. You know, he had a great year last year, probably Pro Bowl year. So, I mean, I expect to see him, you know, even improve on that. I mean, he's one of the best, you know, at what he does. I mean, the guy's very smart, and his instincts are one of the best you've seen. So, I mean, I expect him to get a lot better and keep improving on what he did last year.
Tough to lose Elvis, but is Phillips a suitable replacement?
Well, you know, just to speak about Elvis, he's one of those guys, you're not going to find another guy like him. But it's good to have a guy like Sean Phillips come in because he's very versatile. He can stand up, put his hand in the ground, and he had, you know, a lot of productive years. So he's a very smart player, too, you know, and to have somebody like that, that makes a big difference for us.
Kind of strange to have a guy that you probably maybe didn't like when he was a Charger, now as a teammate. How do you move past all that?
Oh, man, come on. Nobody really thinks about that or cares about it. Nobody, you know, is going to look back. You know, we didn't like him because he played on the opposing team. I mean, that's anybody. But when you come to this team, we welcome anybody that's willing to put in hard work and go out there and try to help us win it.